Welcome to Two Giant Goofballs, a New York Giants podcast. Are you a goofball that loves Giants football? If so, sit back and relax. Except you, that person driving. Sit up and keep your eyes on the road. Your ears, though, can still listen as we talk about the team that both excites and frustrates us so much. And now, here are your goofball hosts, Drew and Rob.
Welcome, fellow goofballs, to Two Giant Goofballs, the New York Giants podcast. I am Drew, joined as always by...
me, Rob. We're going to win another playoff game.
We're going to win the playoffs. Let's win all the playoffs. All the playoffs.
All the playoffs.
Wouldn't a ring be nice?
Fantastic.
It's not just for women, the ring. It also makes the gentlemen happy.
All them Super Bowls.
Oh yes. Listen, there's five fingers on a hand. We get one more, we can get a thumb ring. But let's be honest, that's probably not gonna happen.
No.
It's nice to dream though, isn't it? I like dreaming.
Yeah. A football fan can dream.
Yes. Another ring. with five beautiful stones in it, each representing a Lombardi trophy we've hoisted before. So this is now the divisional round as we still soak in and enjoy our win we had this weekend, because I'm still enjoying this. This is like, woo!
Riding high.
Yeah, we need like a little Ric Flair. Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
Woo!
I was walking by and I was watching a guy at work who was wearing a Rams hat. And I was just like, sorry about your team.
Ooh.
And he was like, oh, I appreciate that. Wait, who's your team? I'm like, Giants. He goes, I ain't got shit to say. You guys play well.
Yeah, how long has it been since people can't talk trash about our team?
Yeah. He's looking at me, he's like, I got nothing to say.
The only thing that could have been better is if the Dallas Cowboys won last night, and if they won because of the kicker missing all those field goals. That would have been like the highlight of the entire season, basically, for me.
Yeah.
Winning? Yeah, no, losing. I'm saying
winning. I was like,
Oh God, no. You were them. I'm saying if they had lost because of those extra points being missed, that would have been spectacular. That would have been like the icing on the cake for me.
It would have. Although, exciting news though, this is the first time since the reconstruction of the divisions that three teams in the same division are playing in the divisional round of the playoffs.
I was wondering if that's ever happened before. So
the last time it happened was 1997.
Yeah.
And that was when there was only three divisions.
Yeah.
And then the last time before that, I think it was the 70s or something. So this is a very rare moment that, as much as I don't want to see the Eagles or the Cowboys or even the Commanders, I mean, I could actually kind of pass on the Commanders making the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't even care if the Commanders make the playoffs, as long as we do better.
Exactly.
They're our little sibling.
But there's something to say about our division that
we're
three teams of our divisions in there. So we really went from the NFC least to the beast.
And you know, like the Goodell and the owner's got to be loving it, because you know what? Regardless of if you're a fan of a team in the division, and obviously if you guys are listening, you're a fan. And if you're not listening, please turn the volume up. but, you know, it's good to have a New York team in the playoffs, the number one market in the entire country. It's good to have the Philadelphia team for the NFL, at least in the playoffs. You know, the Philadelphia, people don't realize it's like the fourth biggest city in the entire country.
Yeah.
If not, maybe actually, I think it's like the third. I think LA, then Philadelphia. I think it's actually even bypassed Chicago in population. That's the crazy part. So, and then you got the Dallas Cowboys, which, you know, we obviously, you know, aren't a big fan since this is a Giants podcast. But let's be honest, this is a team that is very, very popular. And it's a team that has a huge fan base. And it's good for the NFL to have them in the postseason, as much as we hate it. So, you know, it's one of those things that, like I said, it's all good for the NFL. And by the way, I did look it up, actually. Philadelphia is number six in population. I thought they were even higher. Number six, New York, LA, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix of all places, and then Philadelphia. So
Phoenix?
Phoenix. You know what? Let's build a place with a shitload of people where there's no water. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Wonder why they're having water issues there. Let's get our top scientists on this desert. Tons of people.
No there's rain. A lot of modern warfare and Call of Duty out there.
Oh, my gosh. Especially now with the injury.
Yeah.
You know what? Crazy thing. I actually read today, a little sidetrack, because we like to sidetrack here. I read today about a neighborhood outside of Scottsdale, Arizona, that was literally buying their water from Scottsdale because it's like an unincorporated part of this town where they built like 700 houses. And Scottsdale told them, we don't have enough water to sell you. So they literally have no water for an entire complex of 700 houses. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how bad it's getting there. So, but let's go on to happier things. Happy thoughts.
Playoffs.
It is time for the playoffs. So before we get to the playoff games, though, we do have one bit of Giants news to give you guys, besides obviously the game coming up, which we'll talk a little bit about briefly. And I mean briefly, I mean very briefly, because we'll have our preview episodes later on this week. But we did have a new update on the coaching interviews that are now being talked about. So the Indianapolis Colts have requested the interview with Mike Kafka. And then, guess what the jerks did, Rob?
What did they do?
They asked to interview Wink Martindale. So both Wink and Mike are going to interview with the Indianapolis Colts. They're now competing for the same job. That's crazy.
So let them interview, and let them show off their talents on the New York field, and hopefully not lose any of them, and we win a Super Bowl.
You know what? If anything, I wonder if you're, you know, either one of these guys, obviously taking your first job in the NFL as a head coach is a very important decision. I cannot say that enough. You get one shot usually to be a coach. Maybe two if somebody gets desperate or you show something or you re-earn your cred as a coordinator again, you know? But do you really want to go to Indianapolis?
I mean, they have a quarterback problem, but their defense wasn't bad this year. They have a really good running back. They have some players over there and if could be coached right.
Players?
I mean, look at them last year. Right.
No, but here's the thing, though. It's part of what I'm saying, though. So you have a team that was very good for a number of years now that's gone to crud, absolute crud. You are going into a place that failed miserably with high expectations right off the bat. That's not a situation I would want to be in if I was one of those guys. I would not want to be in that scenario whatsoever. I want to go to a scenario where I have time to build. I have an ownership that I trust, not Jim Irsay, who I would not trust with, you know, a candy bar, let alone my career.
This is true.
Let's be honest. This is not a guy that you go, oh, that's a good owner. Like, don't get me wrong. Irsay loves his team. Like, I'm not saying there's not much worse out there than him. Looking at you, Las Vegas. But there's it's still not one of the guys that I want to say, you know, this is the job for me because of ownership, you know, and you're going to get a rookie quarterback probably in that scenario. You know, they take some time to develop. They usually don't come out of the gate screaming. And, no, you know, you have a team that failed miserably last year. That's not a good scenario. I would not want that job.
No.
I also wouldn't take it and then give it away again like Josh McDaniels, but got it. Got to take the shot at Josh McDaniels. Got to take the shot. But yeah, I don't know about you, but like I said, I wouldn't touch that job.
Yeah, I mean, what teams are looking for head coaches? Where are they going to go?
You got Indianapolis. You got Carolina. You got Arizona. You got Texans. Denver. And Texans. So there's a decent amount of teams out there that need a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the part of the thing about taking over a head coach job is if they're looking for a head coach, there's a reason why.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, I don't dispute that at all. Like, you can go to a team like, let's say, Denver has an amazing defense. And if you are a cocky bastard and say, you know what? I can fix Russell Wilson and go fix it. You'll be a hero there.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Russell Wilson is fixable, but I'm still saying that he has nowhere to go but up.
Especially if this year.
And you can even go to management. Like, listen, I want a backup quarterback that we can get in here where if Russell Wilson just pulls an Amber Heard and shits to bed, we can go ahead and get a new quarterback and just plop him in there. Because anybody will play better than him right now.
Yeah, or use it fuel the fire. Yeah, to light the fire underneath his butt.
Oh, yeah, and I would walk right into his office, because he does have an office, apparently.
Yeah.
And say, this is what we're doing. Like, no offense. I got respect for what you've done in this league, as they should have been two-time Super Bowl champion, but only one time. And, you know, we got to do what's right for the team.
So, prove yourself.
Exactly. Like, listen, I want you to win, but I have to cover my butt just in case. I would take that job. Like I said, if I was cocky enough, which, let's be honest, I am.
But you also have faith in Russell.
You have to have faith that if Russell fails, that you can get a good backup quarterback to at least be an average and serviceable quarterback. Because if you go from what the crud they had this year, even to 500, you're a guy who's going to look good.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, I digress, because I'm not part of that decision process. I'm just saying, Kafka, Martindale, if you're listening, please come on the show. The email address is twogiantgoofballs@mail.com. and don't leave us, please.
Please don't leave us.
Don't leave us.
We want another Super Bowl ring, please.
We do. We want another ring. Our thumb is so cold, it needs a ring to keep it warm. Alrighty. So I think it's that time, Rob.
Oh, it is that time.
It is that time. That footage. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Now it's time for Goofballs Picking Football Scores. Let's see what they think about the games going on this week.
All right, up first, Saturday.
Saturday. He should be nowhere ever again.
Yeah.
Probably.
Show me how you want to tank your team without tanking your team.
Yeah, basically. He's back to doing interviews at ESPN probably soon.
100%.
Oh, God. They'll take him back.
Yeah. All right. So we got the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jags.
They look so good. So hot.
Like Hans.
That's also probably because they're in Jacksonville. That's why they look so hot.
No, I can tell you it's cold there because it's in the 40s here in the morning here in Tampa. So I can only imagine in Jacksonville, because that's like 4 hours north of here. It's probably worse.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Well, it was also like 20 degrees for me this morning. So
it's like winter. Like somebody really like did not give us, you know, the proper information on the weather because it's way too cold.
Well, yeah. I mean, welcome to being a meteorologist.
Yes. So the
only thing you could do worse than a baseball player, get it wrong less than three. Yeah.
Now it's weird because it got warmer here today. It's 64 in Jacksonville right now. So
I would take that over what I'm sitting with right now.
Yeah.
I have 44 degrees.
Somebody told me our cold spell was over. So I guess they're right. So yay, we get our Florida weather back. It's 63 here right now with a high tomorrow of 78. My Florida weather's back.
Yeah. Speaking of, let's talk about another cold city, Kansas City.
Kansas City.
They're
Kansas
hosting.
City, here I come.
Yeah. Hosting these Jaguars.
You say hostess? I could use a Twinkie.
Hostess.
Now that's the stuff.
KC are 8.5-point favorites in this game.
Yeah.
It is definitely going to be something to watch, especially the way both teams have been playing this year. And give me one moment to get you that over-under, Drew. So start telling me your thoughts about this game.
So I have the over-under for you if you want. I have it at 52.5.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. You know, and the big question is what Jaguars team comes to play. Is it the Jaguars team from the first half against the Chargers? Or the Jaguars team from the second half that was just a freaking team on a mission? That's what we got to find out. And I'm going to say this, it's probably somewhere in the middle. Probably somewhere in the middle. So Jacksonville's going to put up some points because Kansas City doesn't exactly have the best defense in the world. But Kansas City has the best offense in the world. And that's going to be the difference maker right there. So I got the Kansas City Chiefs to win. And I got them losing in the spread, though. I think it's going to be a closer game. And I do have the over on the points.
So I also looked up as we're talking live on one of my sports books, and it's saying 53. Either way, yeah, I want to go with the over.
Oh, no. I'm half a point. I'm changing my answer.
Hey, that's the difference between a win, loss, and a push.
I was confident on 52 and a half, 53. Yeah. Now you're pushing it.
Well, that could be a push. That's all I'm saying. That's the point of the half.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're doing this on Tuesday night here, 9:30 in the evening. I mean, it's always going to change between now and then, guys. Always
100%.
Take a look at your current, you know, offerings there, or whatever, books you're using. And go ahead and just go based on that. I mean, whoever's giving you the best line, where you're going to make the most money, that's who you go with. That's the smart way to bet.
100%.
Don't have loyalty with the books. Have loyalty to your wallet.
So I agree. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to win this game. The Jaguars are going to cover this. And I wouldn't be too surprised if they might be able to squeak out a win, but I'm locking in KC wins because their offense is way better than Jacksonville's defense, and Lawrence, he looked a little shaky in his first playoff game, throwing those four picks, but I also think he might turn around. The thing that kind of just...
Don't turn around.
No, I want him to turn around.
If you want to see my heart bleeding.
Because you take out... You know, they played last Saturday, not this past Saturday, last Saturday. They had a bye, right? They played week 18 on Saturday. And they beat up on the Raiders, who were just struggling to begin with. No Car in there whatsoever.
Yeah.
They also won.
It was like getting rid of your Pro Bowl quarterback was a bad idea midseason. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Oh, God. I mean, they hosted the Broncos and won by 3. So we're just talking down about the Broncos. Yeah, they played the Seahawks. That's he won it. There, but they squeaked out just barely against Texans, which they should have smashed the Texans. And like they played a lot of close games this year.
They do.
So I don't see them covering that spread, especially when that Trevor Lawrence Jacksonville Jaguar team has been playing a lot better the second half. And I think it was a rude awakening for him just to squeak out that win in that second half last week.
I feel like you're making a case for them to cover the spread, but I think you just said they're not going to cover the spread.
No, I said they're going to cover the spread.
Oh, okay, I misheard that. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. No, KC's not going to cover the spread.
Oh, there we go. You said that. You said Jacksonville's not going to cover the spread. Wait a minute.
Bet the Jacksonville, but if you want to go just straight up, KC's probably a safer bet, but also, I think the safer bet is just go with Jacksonville against the spread.
By the way, if we're talking about bets here in Jacksonville, did you hear about the guy who bet $1.4 million at halftime for the Chargers to win?
Oh, that poor son of a gun.
$1.4 million. If he had won, hypothetically, because he just bet the money line, he would have gone ahead and won about $20,000. And instead, he lost $1.4 million.
Like,
and
why?
That's been verified. Because he thought he was going to make an easy $20,000.
Yeah, but that's a lot of capital to put up for that.
Yeah, maybe he had it. Who knows? I'm kind of curious who it was. I wish that we would know. But yeah, $1.4 million. I mean, you hear about crazy crud all the time with people that are rich doing that kind of stuff. But
it's true.
I'll make an extra $20,000. Add that to my $1.2 billion account.
Yeah.
Look, gross. I can't even tell the difference.
Yeah. Did I just pay taxes?
Meanwhile, for us, like life changing.
Yes, 100%. Daddy's buying a new car.
Whoop, whoop. don't have to worry about bills for the next couple months.
You're right.
Saturday night. But yeah. So what do you got at the over-under then for that game?
Oh, I always said over. That was the first thing I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you got... So we're both in agreement.
Yeah,
we're
100% agreement on this.
Okay. What's the next game we got?
Oh, I think you know the next game we got.
Oh, do I?
Oh. Prime time Saturday night.
Saturday night. All right, for a fight.
you got what some people on the New York Giants are calling an elite quarterback coming against to go play Philadelphia.
Oh.
If you know what heard the news, Barkley came out and was like, we have an elite quarterback. He's already proven it several times. And if you look down this past month, 100%. But that's all I'm going to say about our team right now, because you have to listen to the next episode.
Yes. Well, you can give people at least the lines.
Oh, I'm getting there. So Philadelphia is favored by 7.5.
We got more lines than a Coke farm over here.
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Snort. Anyway. Philadelphia is favored by 7.5, and the over-under is 48 points.
Oh, I got 48.5. That half matters.
Ooh, it does.
Oh, yes. So, I'm going to say this as we talk about the New York, they might be Giants versus the Philadelphia Beagles. I want to call them the Beagles from now on. It just be how adorable would that be? The little like Beagles on their helmets and all, like, you know,
just
perhaps,
like perhaps one of those hologram things where you see them just kind of sniff around with his ears flopping.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Somebody needs to do this now,
right?
The Philadelphia Beagles are sniffing in a town.
Talk to the patent office about our idea.
We're going
to
talk about this. We're calling up Goodell. Roger.
Talk to me. Two giant goofballs.
Roger, send an email. We're going to talk about this new rebranding of the Philadelphia Beagles. Think about how much stuff you would sell. All new gear.
Who doesn't love puppies?
Everyone loves puppies. It'd make the team more likable. Their fans would still be a bunch of jerks, but... Oh, did I say that out loud?
We all were thinking it.
It's sad. I saw something on Facebook talking about how bad Philadelphia Eagle fans are. And it was a quote supposedly by Eli Manning. And I wouldn't repeat it because I can't tell if it's legit or not. But the sad part is I can't tell if it's legit or not. Like, it's that bad that I should be able to know very clearly it's fake. But I have no clue.
Interesting.
That's bad. So anyway, on to the game. We'll do a usual thing. Nice and simple. I'm going to say this. Eagles win. Giants cover the spread. Under.
I'm going to be a true believer. I say they're going to squeak this win out, but I wouldn't bet that just a straight money line. Bet the Giants to win in the spread and go over on this game.
Ooh.
They went there to dominate. And look at what.
You know
we're
what
my talk about?
Yeah, you
on
know
the
my
preview show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You went there. You did it.
I went
there.
I was about to go down a rabbit hole.
I saw it. I was about to pull you out.
I was zoned in. I had to pull myself out.
Oh yes.
Over Giants. Giants.
It's you know, you got to pull out. You can't have that thing happen too early. You got to pull out.
I'm going to bet this game right now as we speak now.
Alrighty.
All right. Up next, we're going into Sunday football. You got the return game. We got the emotions game here. We got a lot of riding on this. The rematch that a lot of teams want to see and also may not want to watch. But maybe one of the best games of the week.
There's more riding on this than Jenna Jameson.
Ooh.
I did it.
Tito Ortiz might be upset by that.
He can deal.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to come on the show, the email is twogiantgoofballs@mail.com. Because I'm going to tell you, we're going to get a lot of hits if Tito Ortiz comes on the show and curses me out. Come on, you schmuck.
As he tries to hit you. Just like Jenna.
Try hitting me through the feed here, okay? Good luck with that, okay?
Yeah. You stay out on the West Coast and try to punch us over here.
Seriously. You don't know where I live. You just know it's Tampa Bay. Good there luck. There's a lot of people that live here in Tampa Bay. I live in the most populated county in all of Florida. Good luck. Like the guy in Taken. Good luck.
He's just going to be like Liam Neeson in that movie because he's probably about that age right now.
He's got a particular set of skills, too.
He does.
I don't want to see those particular sets.
All right, so we got the Bengals going into Buffalo.
The Bengals.
The Buffalo team right now is favored by 4.5. I'm sure that's going to change a lot through this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, actually, as I'm looking at another sports book, it's Bills are favored at half, but I wouldn't be surprised if that goes at half. They're favored by 5. I wouldn't be surprised if that changes. The over-under in this game is 48.
So I'm gonna preface this with the fact that I am rooting so hard for the Bills because of what they went through. I really am. Plus, one of my good friends is a Bills fan as well, so I always root for them for his sake as well. Plus, I still feel bad about the wide right. I'm lying. I don't feel bad. I remember that day for as long as I live. It was right in Tampa. I actually think that the Bengals are playing the better team right now. I mean, granted, they only had to beat the backup and double backup quarterback for the Ravens the last couple of weeks, but you know, the Bills just, they barely beat the Dolphins with a third string quarterback. Like, god dang. So I got to go and say the Bengals are going to probably win this one. I think it'll be a close game, though. I'm just not sure if 4.5 points is enough for me to say that the Bills cover the spread, but I think it'll be like, you know, within a touchdown or 10 points or something like that. So my gut tells me that the Bengals will cover that spread. And my gut also tells me over on the points.
Yeah, we're in agreement once again. I think the Buffalo Bills, they had a lot of problems last week. But also, if you watch that game, the Dolphins had a lot of right things going for them.
Oh, yeah.
That it just
no left, just right. Yeah,
no left. It was all right.
It's like NASCAR.
Yeah, pretty much. The Cincinnati team is also banged up. I think 3 of the 5 guys on their O-line may not be playing in this game.
Yeah, I actually saw somebody was trying to get Andrew Whitworth to come out of retirement to play in the game.
Interesting.
And Andrew said back, which sounds weird. I feel like I'm talking third person when I see something like that. but yeah, he said back that he says, my heart's there. My mind is telling me I could do this. My legs are saying I could never.
Good for
him. The guy probably hasn't practiced or done anything crazy all year long. He's been enjoying Thursday night football on Amazon. And what I mean by enjoying, I mean cashing a check, because no one's actually enjoying the football that's ever on Amazon.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, that's bad football. But yeah, like I said, it's you're right. The offensive line is in shambles, and that's the only way the Bills really, I think, have a chance is if they can, you know, go crazy and just sack, you know, Burrow left and right.
But the thing that's making me think about this game, I'm pretty sure the Bills defense has been ranked like 28th in sacks this year.
Yep.
And they haven't played that well this past month. And I've been saying it for a while now in our picks episodes that I don't think Josh Allen's been 100%, that he should have probably been sat a few weeks ago to rest up. Yeah.
He did not play good in that game. Even though they had a
lot riding on those games when he did not sit. But now I look at the record, 14-3. They dominate going into that season.
But he didn't look good at all last week, and that was against a Dolphin defense that's been talked about as being bad all year long.
Yeah, Cincinnati's defense has not been that good either, but
they're better.
They're better, and Josh Burrow, besides Tom Brady, is the fastest guy to get it out of the pocket this year. So I'm not worried about him getting sacked.
And it's a bad bet. No matter what happens, I really just want Stephon Diggs to embarrass the crap out of Eli Apple.
No.
Okay, just checking.
I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Cincinnati squeaks it out, so they're going to cover these points as well.
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about the line. Just go for Cincy because they're going to win it in that spread in the over. Pew, pew, pew. Shots will be fired all over the field.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's crazy to think that this is happening again. And Cincinnati Bengals fans are upset because they think this game should be played neutral. And I got to say, I kind of agree with them, because if they won that game, it would have been a home game for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of agree with them.
I do agree.
Yeah. So
I know there was talks about that, but I don't think that actually ever happened.
Yeah, well, they both would have been 14-4 at this point. They would have the same record, and Cincinnati, since they beat them, would have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So they've already said that if Kansas City and Buffalo get to the AFC Championship, it's actually going to be played in Atlanta.
Interesting.
Yeah, because of the tiebreaker situation. But apparently this tiebreaker situation doesn't matter.
Apparently not.
Just saying. Roger.
They should play all the games at neutral fields.
Not fair. Now, you know what that means? That means you can't have any of the good Cincinnati chili.
This is true. I mean, as long as you go to Buffalo, you can have the wings and watch a whole bunch of people jump through tables. Yeah,
Buffaloes have no wing. It's a fake thing.
It's fallacy. A delicious fake thing.
Fallacy. I want more of the wings I had at the week. The raspberry jalapeno wing. I think it's some of those.
You can get those in Buffalo. And then your cook will jump through a table watching this game for you, too.
There you go. All righty. What game we got?
The last game. The game that no one wanted, but everyone's going to watch.
We all knew it was going to happen.
Dallas is going to go into San Francisco.
Again. Didn't they go last year to San Francisco, too?
I believe so. I don't recall.
I think a little deja vu here.
I think a little bit. And these people in San Francisco, they're favored by 3 points in this game.
Mm.
And the over-under is 46.5.
Mm.
And I expect that line to change a little bit because the Cowboys did look good a little good last week. But
except the kicker.
Except for the kicker. So I think everyone's jumping back on the Cowboy bandwagon of,
oh, yeah.
Oh, they're a Super Bowl caliber team.
You know what I think it is? I think it's not even that they're saying it's Super Bowl caliber team. I think people really were taken aback by what happened the last week of the season when they lost to the Commanders. I think they were really taken aback by how bad the Cowboy team looked, especially with a rookie quarterback and, you know, a team that hadn't really played well offensively all year long. I mean, not that they've been horrendous, but, you know, it's not a team to go, oh, that's an offensive juggernaut, the Washington Commanders, you know? So, but I said along, and I stick to it. I think they looked past that game and they were already focusing on the first round of the playoffs, which obviously that plan worked for them pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably not wrong.
Embarrassed Brady. Embarrassment.
First time Brady lost a home playoff game in, what, 20 years or something?
It's the first time he ever lost to the Cowboys.
It is.
Yes. The last
7-1.
I saw a very scary thing they were talking about the first time he ever played the Cowboys. Do you know who the coach of the Dallas Cowboys was the first time he played them?
Bill Parcells.
It was Bill Parcells. Like, it's been that long. Wow.
Let's say it had been.
Wow. That's just crazy.
Yeah. So,
yeah. All right.
So
I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of Giants fans very, very happy. And also Adonis, apparently.
Oh, he got really excited off that.
I hear the dog. He's a little happy there. He's doing a happy dance because he knows about to say that the Cowboys are going to lose. The Cowboys lose. And the Cowboys also lose against the spread because they're going to get freaking destroyed by the San Francisco 49ers, who will put the pressure on Dak, who will go ahead and get the interceptions that the Bucs didn't get. And he'll be back to his old self again, leading the league in interceptions, missing 5 games. And Brock Purdy, undefeated, not in just the playoffs, but as a starter overall in this league. And you know what? I think it's time we give Brock Purdy some respect because that team dominated the Seahawks last week, and he has dominated the NFL since he's played. And you can talk all you want about, oh, he's got the system down. It's a system for him. He's got the receivers now. He's got the running backs. He's got everything around him. He's got the best left tackle in football. That's all fine and dandy. But did Jimmy G look this good? Did Trey Lance look this good? This is the third quarterback this team has had, and none of them have looked this good. I'm tired of the pundits not giving this guy the respect he deserves because he came into a situation with extremely low expectations. Nobody expected a damn thing from him, let's be honest. And he's freaking destroyed it.
I was definitely a guy that talked about all about his systems and how he's looked good through all these different systems, but he also put up he's the first quarterback to win 5 straight games and then a playoff game.
But like I've said though, didn't Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance both have the same system?
They did. That's what I'm saying. So he's playing off the system, playing better than these veteran guys. and just made an NFL record.
Yes. And keep in mind he's a rookie quarterback. Yep. You know what I mean by that? You know what I mean by that? I'm not even talking about the pick. He's got three more years of being cheap. This is a freaking dream come true for the 49ers if he stays this good. If this is not just a hot streak and this is how he actually is, they just made the best signing on a draft ever, basically. Like, this is like the second coming of finding Tom Brady. And I don't mean that because he played him, and I'm not saying he's as good as Brady, but to have a seventh round rookie quarterback deal for your starting quarterback would be absolutely freaking amazing for any team salary cap.
100%.
This guy's going to make like $1 million a year for the next 3 years after this. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Take advantage, San Francisco. Enjoy. You've been overpaying a mediocre quarterback for years.
Yeah. They've been taking draft picks too high, saying, oh, this is a guy. Guess what? This guy wasn't even supposed to start. He's going to be your starter for going forward.
Yeah.
And I agree, Drew. San Fran is going to smoke these guys. And I don't mean just like high scoring, because I don't think it's going to be a super high scoring game. Actually, speaking of that, did you give me your over under?
You know what? I don't think I did.
I don't think I did.
And I'm going to say under.
Because that's what I was about to say. Don't be surprised that this is going to be under 40. Because this line at 46.5 is pretty big, but I think it's going to be one of those games where defense takes over, Dak gets picked, Purdy might get a pick in there too.
Defense!
But he's still going to look pretty.
Defense!
There's going to be a lot of Ds building fences in this game.
Oh, that sounds like a video.
It does. And
with Jenna Jameson.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I said it. What now, Tito?
Punch me in the face through the computer. Can't joke at your computer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, San Fran wins. They're going to cover this. They're probably going to cover it by 7 in a low-scoring game.
I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to replace Rice-A-Roni as the San Francisco treat. They're going to snack on these guys all day long. Come on, San Fran. Come on.
Give me another pick.
You can do it.
I'm going to call it Pick City going forward.
I want to see like Dak Prescott like have like 3 picks for all for touchdowns. That'd be like amazing.
Well, I know, because then it's going to ruin my prediction.
I don't care. I care about embarrassing the Cowboys more than I care about my predictions. And I care about my predictions. Anybody who knows me knows I care. But nope. I care more about my hatred for the Dallas Cowboys.
I concur. I'm sorry, Dak, but you may be losing the starting job.
So let me ask you this before we get done with this, now that we're on to the last game. Who do you think will be the Super Bowl matchup now that we've got some of the teams out of the way?
Ooh, I was ask you about that.
Ooh, we're great minds think alike, and soda messed up once. We've been on the same picks all day long, and now we're on the same question.
We're right. KC plays Cincinnati in a revenge game.
Yes.
And that is going to be very interesting to see how that works out. When it comes to AFC, I have to relook at who it is. I'm probably going to say KC, but I wouldn't be surprised if Cincinnati goes there. They've just been so hot towards the end of the year, and they've been blowing like people Hans. Out. So hot. When it comes from the NFC, G-Man. I mean, San Francisco, G-Man. Definitely G-Man.
Definitely San Francisco. I'm with you. We're again of the same peace of mind here, because I'm telling you, I think it's going to be KC versus San Fran. It's going to get very confusing because you're going to have red fields and red helmets and red everything everywhere. It's going to be like a pool of blood, basically, on the field. I don't like when the teams have the same color. It gets very distracting.
Like, who's who? Who's shaded red where?
Yeah. You know what I really hate? Am I the only one? And if you're listening and you think the same thing, let me know. Give us a comment, tag us on Twitter or something. But does anybody else get really confused when you're watching a game and the other team, or even your team maybe, has yellow cleats or yellow gloves on, and you think it's a flag being thrown in the field because it just moves in so fast at first? That's happened to me in game.
Yeah. Or like they might have a glove that flies off. You're like, what?
Yeah, like there should not be yellow anything on the field. Like flags are the only yellow thing allowed. I'm sorry. It gets very confusing.
I concur.
Things move so quick, and I'm like, is that a flag? Nope, it's a shoe. I don't want to mistake flags and shoes. I feel foolish then. I shouldn't even probably admit it that because I feel foolish now for admitting it. But it is what it is. I'm a goofball. Deal.
That's what so, we are.
Yes, we are. And we're goofballs that'll be coming at you guys later this week with our preview of the game coming up. So do keep your eyes out. And the best way to keep your eyes out is to actually keep your eyes in where they do the best work and hitting that subscribe button right there on your screen. Look at that screen. It's a beautiful screen. And it's got that lovely word, subscribe. Scribe is not a type of sub sandwich. It's an actual idea. I know. It's right up there with the Italian sub with the little gabagool, okay? Which, by the way, when I moved down here, I had to learn to say capicola. No, it's still gabagool, though. Screw the people.
It all depends on what part of Italy you're from.
No, listen, I'm actually not from Italy. My family was from Naples, so I don't know how they say it there. I just know the Jersey way we say gabagool. But yeah, so hit that subscribe button. Follow us on social media as well. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Go ahead and follow up.
The Megaverse.
The Megaverse. No, where's my line?
Damn it.
Oh, the hell.
I misread the cue.
Oh, it's like 67 episodes. How many were in? None. It was bound to happen eventually. But yeah, so everybody, again, thank you very much for listening to these goofballs here. We did pretty good in our picks last week. So, you know, if anybody who actually did, do what we said to do, you probably made some decent money. So, you know, if you won some money because of us, you know what the best thing to do is? Share with a friend. Hey, listen, I just made some money. I care about you. I want you to also make some money. Listen to these goofballs.
Then,
you know what the best part of it is?
When
Christmas comes around next year, you don't got to buy them crap. Like, listen, you made all this money off these goofballs. I don't owe you a damn thing. and we will back you up. We will back you up.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. And I'm not sure what it gives, but sometimes it gives money. Sometimes it gives headaches. But, you know, you're getting something. So that's
an exciting Sunday football game.
It's the thought that counts. And thank you very much again, though, guys. And as always,
go G-Men!
Go G-Men!
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 And the Masters of the Universe!
Thanks for listening to Two Giant Goofballs, a New York Giants podcast. We appreciate your support. If you made it this long, you must have enjoyed it. So I am sure you have followed us on all the social media platforms. Of course, you have subscribed to the show on your favorite app as well and given us a top rating. Right? Right? Right?